Hey, everybody, welcome back into Eye on Houston. I'm Sean Pendergast, one half of Payne and Pendergast on Sports Radio 610. And pleased to be joined right now by the Healthy Living Director of YMCA Greater Houston. Tyler Abel is joining me on Eye on Houston. Talk about a healthy lifestyle, creating fitness routines, all kinds of great stuff. Tyler, how you doing?
I'm doing great this morning. How are you doing, Sean?
Doing fantastic. Doing fantastic. So I know YMCA is such a crucial element to people here in Houston at maintaining and creating a healthy lifestyle with everything that you do there and everything available to Houstonians at the YMCA Greater Houston. Let's just start in. Why is leading healthy lifestyles and most importantly, maybe creating routines, fitness routines in particular that go with that so important?
Yeah, of course. So healthy lifestyles and the routines that we create to support it are just so important just because it helps set you up for that long-term success in life, right? So things like avoiding serious health problems like, you know, obesity and diabetes are just like an epidemic, you know, in America these days. So these healthy lifestyles is what's going to help prevent that moving forward in the future. And also even just on the everyday life side of things, I mean, managing your weight and getting more energy to have fun with your family, friends, all of that, that's what really sets you up for success in life. And then the physical benefits, it just doesn't stop there either. So the mental health benefits as well, being able to enjoy life, you know, with family, friends, like I was saying before, it's crucial. And YMCA is dedicated to helping Houstonians improve all of that here at the Y.
Yeah. And the routine part is, I know I've gotten into a routine the last few years where I try to work out every day, watch my diet, things like that. Routines are a huge, huge part of that for people, I would imagine, that come to the YMCA.
For sure. For sure. Yeah. It's really like the foundation, right? Like, you know, you got to have a routine to not just ease yourself into it, but just to support it.
Joined by Tyler Abels, Healthy Living Director at YMCA Greater Houston. So how is the YMCA helping Houstonians lead healthier lives? What are the biggest ways that you guys are doing that?
Yeah, so we have programs here at the Y for all ages and activity levels, whether you're you know, beginner all the way up to seasoned vet in the wellness area, and then all ages, so from kids all the way up to your seniors. So programs such as, just to name a few, personal training, group exercise classes, small group training, so you can get a little more individual attention. And then even just the wellness center as a whole. I mean, most people don't know that we staff our wellness centers with experienced wellness professionals that are, their job is there to make you feel welcome and to answer any questions you have. So for that newer person coming in for the first time, there is someone there to answer your questions and to get you kind of set on the right path.
Yeah.
And then let's say like you're too busy to get into a Y physically. So our YMCA of Greater Houston app has YMCA 360 enabled on it. So you can actually take part in classes and get some workouts virtually, digitally for you.
Oh, that's really cool. I mean, that's interesting because, you know, you think of every element of what we do nowadays, whether it's work or you know, just the on-demand world that we live in of wanting things where we are as opposed to having to go get them somewhere. You guys are kind of participating in that in a way, and that you get some of the experience of the YMCA, but you can bring it back to the, you know, back to your home or your place of work, wherever it is, via the app. That's really interesting to hear how you guys are taking advantage of technology like that.
Yeah. COVID times really forced us to adapt and to meet the community where it was at. And at that time, you know, meet you at home for the most part. At that time, I believe we were releasing a lot of stuff on YouTube, which if y'all look us up on YouTube, I'm sure you can still find a lot of our old COVID videos. But a lot of those have been incorporated into this YMCA of Greater Houston app that's free for all members to use.
Tyler Abels, Healthy Living Director, YMCA Greater Houston, joining me here on Eye on Houston. All right, let's take a look at maybe getting some tips from you, or maybe taking a look at some of the different segments of the folks who are members there at the YMCA. You mentioned children and families. I would imagine activities at the YMCA, as families are looking at a way to connect with their kids, especially nowadays where everybody's so on their phone and video games and things like that. What are some ways that the children and families can stay active together?
For sure. Yeah. And I mean, we all see it everywhere, right? You know, the phone's out. I believe that, you know, they call it, you know, like, some like phone neck, like, you know, having a perpetual hunch, you know, in kids as young as, you know, teenagers these days. But yeah, you know, the WISE identified that as something that's absolutely needed, and building a love for those healthy lifestyles at a young age is crucial to, it's like I said before, it's kind of like setting a foundation for a longer, happier, you know, healthier life. And what better way to do that than to take part as like a whole family? So various YMCA programs, some of that I listed before, some other ones I'll get to in a sec here. We allow the whole family to take part to learn how to make those, you know, necessary lifestyle changes or achieve wellness goals as a family together. So things like those group exercise classes I was talking about, there's some classes that are designated specifically for families. I personally get to see a family Zumba class every now and then, and that's a pretty fun class to get to see. Learning the fitness equipment, we have kind of like an age system set up where kids as young as 8 years old, we as a staff will teach your child how to be safe and how to use some of the equipment in the weight room. And we usually, you know, when we sign up a family, we'll get the whole family involved in it. So we'll be teaching mom, dad, you know, little 8 year old, how to get on a treadmill safely and how to track their progress and things like that. And then summer's coming up here too. So on one hand, we have the citywide pool access. So our pools are about to be just such an exciting place this summer with the YMCA membership. You're able to go to any pool here in the city. So some pools are indoor pools. So if you're looking to escape the heat, you can get into one of our indoor pools. Some are outdoor and have the large splash pad areas. So mm-hmm. a lot more of the fun sort of thing there. But and I also just want to touch on too, we have a summer camp. Well, with summer coming up, so our sports programs, baseball, football, soccer, basketball, volleyball, you name it. I mean, Y pretty much has it. And yeah, it's going to be an exciting summer.
Oh yeah, should be. Okay. So at the one end, you got the kids and the families, and at the other end, an end that I'm getting much closer to, unfortunately, but seniors and older adults, what do you got for people in my category?
Yeah. So no matter what your age is, you know, you gotta stay active. The whole use it or lose it thing is it's real. So with the why we talked about during COVID times, we started putting together our Forever Well program. So our Forever Well program encourages adults ages 55 and up to stay active. Is it limited to just the 55? No, but for generally ages 55 and up to stay active, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay connected. I don't know if you're aware, but one of the biggest epidemics these days, I talked a little bit about obesity, diabetes before, it's loneliness. It's one of the biggest things that our seniors are where it's really, where we really see it a lot. So this Forever Well program is not just focused on the physical activity and the exercise classes, but we have social events and field trips to get seniors more engaged and connected with one another. So it's kind of like this holistic health approach.
Yeah. Well, and you know, just not just within seniors and the older demographic, but everybody. I mean, you're kind of alluding to it, mental health here. Like mental health is as important as physical health. And it's much more, I think we're much more focused on it these days. Can you speak to that a little bit, like how mental health can impact physical health?
Yeah, definitely. So mental health, in my opinion, I mean, you can be, let's say, the most in shape, the most in shape, most fit person in the world. But if your mental health is suffering, then it's what you're going to see. You know, you're going to see that lack of motivation. You're going to, you know, maybe I don't feel like going today, or, you know, you're going to see some, you know, some sort of, you know, I mean, even physically, like you won't see as much of the, how do I put it? I guess the performance, like, you know, you'll notice yourself either walking a little bit less or, you know, or lifting a little bit less. So like, it actually does have a physical impact on, you know, on your health as well.
Tyler Abels is the healthy living director of the YMCA Greater Houston. I guess before we get you out of here, Tyler, any tips, you know, for Houstonians to stay motivated, reach their fitness and health goals? And before we finish up, we'll make sure that they know how they can find their nearest YMCA as well. But, you know, from your perspective, any tips that you can give to people that are listening here, they're trying to, you know, pull one or two things that make themselves 1% better today?
For sure. Biggest thing is just to get moving in general, whether that be in your structured environment, you know, like a, you know, like a wellness center, but even if it's just walking around the block with your family, or, you know, hitting the local pool, or, you know, hopefully coming to, you know, a YMCA pool or wellness center, any little bit is moving the needle in the right direction. So it's, you know, that is a great baseline to get started. One that a lot of folks don't think about is getting enough rest, getting enough sleep. So it's recommended children get at least, you know, 9 to 10 to 12 to 11 hours of sleep a night. You kind of take a step back and you ask yourself, are my kids getting that? Am I getting 7 to 8 hours enough sleep? Mm-hmm. You know, it's a little bit of that mental health side. If everyone's a little miserable because everyone's tired, then are we really our best showing up as our best selves to make ourselves better through exercise? Revamping our recipes at home is another big one. So making sure we're eating healthier meals, limiting the amount of sodium, saturated fats, things like that, substituting ingredients with more healthy options, such as vegetables, and leaner meats, allow you to sacrifice, you know, not have to sacrifice as much taste to get a great meal in. And then really one of the biggest things I'd like to touch on is finding a support system. So whether that be your family that you're coming with or a friend, like I touched on with loneliness earlier, you know, coming to the Y with a friend or getting your exercise in with a friend is going to be so much more motivating than just coming on your own. And one of my favorite parts to see at the Y personally is the people that do come alone and end up finding a friend there.
That's cool.
One of the key things that we focus on incorporating when we add any new programs, or if we, take a step back and look at what we're currently offering, is how do people connect? And it's something we're leaning heavily into in 2024 and making sure everyone feels some sort of connection when they step foot in a Y.
Good stuff. Tyler Abels, Healthy Living Director, YMCA Greater Houston. If people are listening to this and they liked what they've heard for the last 10 or 12 minutes, Tyler, and they want to learn more about the YMCA or maybe even become a member at the YMCA, what's the best way for them to get in touch with you guys?
Yeah. So if you ever want to learn more or see where your nearest Y is, YMCAHouston.org is the best place to go. If you go up, there's a little locations tab on there, and you can click on the button that says Find My Y, and you can get the whole map of Houston, little pin drops on every Y. And it's truly astonishing when you look around and see just how you know where we're at here in Houston. And if you're more into the social media side of things, we have Facebook and Instagram. We're at YMCA Houston.
Good stuff. How many locations?
I shouldn't know this exact number off the top of my head, but over 20 locations here.
So all over. If you're in Houston and you're hearing this, there's a YMCA near you.
Yeah, we go way up to the Woodlands, down south to League City, out west to Katy, out east towards Wallaceville Road area. So we're really everywhere.
Good stuff. Tyler Abels, Healthy Living Director, YMCA Greater Houston. Tyler, continued success. Thanks for all the tips, the information, and everything else. And take care. Enjoy the year at YMCA Greater Houston.
Will do. You as well, Sean.